It's a Friday afternoon where I meet with Nan Arundel and Jessica Rosenberg at a Cuban cafe in South Minneapolis. The two are professional yoga instructors who wanted to expand the notion that yoga can happen anywhere and can contribute to a good cause. Nan explains how the Guerrilla Yogis concept originated.
When we first were thinking of the idea of Guerrilla Yogis, it was this idea of taking yoga out of captivity of the studio. And then it just transitioned into Gorilla, the animal, because it was way easier to attach to and connect with the animal of a gorilla. And so it was born Guerrilla Yogis. And we started to research what a gorilla actually symbolizes, and it was a really great fit with Guerrilla Yogis.
Jessica says the gorilla was chosen because of its attributes. The animal is part of a troop and is community-oriented, which goes hand-in-hand with the mission of the yogis.
And that's really what Guerrilla Yogis is about, is that really creating and forming a community of like-minded individuals to do yoga and do good and raise money for amazing nonprofits and to really experience Minneapolis in a new way.
The first Guerrilla Yogis event was held at the Minneapolis Photo Center on the north side 2.5 years ago. Flyers, Facebook, and word of mouth led to the first event being a huge success, with about 250 people showing up. Jessica says that events of this size allow them to raise money for a variety of nonprofits in the Twin Cities.
Each event, we pick a different local nonprofit, and then we have a donation box, and whichever nonprofit that is the feature for that month, someone from the organization will come and talk about what they do and how they're special and how they really are doing amazing things in our community. And so when people come to sign the waiver for class, they put money into the donation box. And sometimes we get $1 and sometimes we get $50 plus, but it's a $10 donation recommendation.
The nonprofits that become financial recipients of the Guerrilla Yogi events are as diverse as the locations these events are held. Some examples are Youth Farm and Market Project, the Jeremiah Program, Project Success, and Disaster Relief after the tornado in North Minneapolis last year. As for Guerrilla Yogi event locations, both Nan and Jess share some of their favorites.
We've been at Target Field, we've been at First Avenue, the Guthrie, as Jess mentioned, Cedar Cultural Center, all sorts of wild and crazy places that you wouldn't expect to do yoga. And then in the summer, it's awesome because we have this beautiful city, and so we just pick a park.
Well, I loved the Arboretum because it was raining, and there was just this really wonderful energy, and you're in the gardens, and people were smiling, and we were sticking our heads up in the sky and opening our mouths and swallowing raindrops and then touching our toes and putting our hands on the dirt, you know, the ground with all the water.
As far as most unique location that we've done Guerrilla Yogis, in my opinion, we did it in a food shelf warehouse.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
And it was this massive warehouse in New Hope, and it was winter time, so they cleared all the food shelf boxes to the side, and we literally did it on the warehouse floor, and that was awesome. And then one of my favorites is, we've done it 2 years in a row now, and it's open streets where they close Lindale Avenue, and we literally do yoga right at the intersection of Lake and Lindale. And there's such palpable energy. Like, I think people feel like, whoa, oh my gosh, we're in the middle of the street, one, and then two, we're doing yoga in the center of the street. So people are just really dynamic and jazzed, and it makes for a really fun day.
The Guerrilla Yogis hold events year-round on a monthly basis. A $10 donation is suggested but not required. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.